Welcome back to another episode of Men and Mental, ladies and gentlemen. Shout out to the folks listening on Spotify and Apple and potentially Amazon. Not really sure yet. But also shout out to the kinfolk listening and watching this live from, well, not live, but on YouTube right now. But yeah, it's been a little minute. I'm excited to get on here and kind of have a conversation with you guys. And I only got one particular topic for today, which I think is going to be a really, really, really good topic and will allow people to think about it in various ways. But we'll get into that. First, I want to start by saying I know a lot of people had an expectation for what the next episode of Men and Mental is going to be. And I just want to start by saying that the episode is still coming, but there is a little bit more messaging and a couple more episodes and things that I want to talk about before that, if that makes sense. Like, the overall goal of this podcast is to be centered around both men's mental health, but mental health in general. So yeah, with that being said, it's not to say that the episode isn't, but there's a little bit more messaging that I would like for to get across before that. So hope that makes sense. I'm sure a lot of people are going to be like, oh, no, we want this, we want that, blah, blah, blah. But like I said in the last one, it's not going to be anything tea related anyway, so whatever. But yeah, so I wrote a couple things down here earlier today, right? Like, I'm sitting upstairs, sitting in my living room, just kind of, you know, just kicking it, just kind of thinking about the overall goal of this podcast and what do I want to also receive but give, if that makes sense. Meaning, I want to put together a certain community or a certain environment around me, or just out there in the world, where people can feel safe to also to give certain knowledge about mental health or about themselves, but also receive other people's, you know, that very same thing. But and that's kind of what got me started on my next topic. So the title of this is going to be how to receive, interpret, but also respond to information. And the reason I use the word information is because this can go to a lot of different things. It can be the way your kid may come to you about certain things, or your spouse or your family member. So whatever that information entails is kind of be kind of unique to just about anyone in the world. But yeah, so that's going to be the title. The first step is how we receive information, right? And I guess for me, the number one thing for when I receive information is to also understand that there are certain things that I may not have seen, or may have been oblivious to, or may just really didn't know, that has taken a hand into why this information is the way it is. But information is going to kind of get confusing using that word. So I'm just going to use the topic of, let's say, depression. Let's say, you know, a friend of yours or a friend of mine, however it fits, comes to you and tell you that they are depressed, right? We're just going to leave it just that black and white. I'm depressed, right? The first step is to kind of receive that. Just kind of let it hit you, right? Like I said, you want to understand that there are things that may have got them to this point that you may not have been a part of. So you don't want to even think that route, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Now, whether you have this thought in your head, like, why is this person depressed? Like, this person don't got to read. None of that matters. At the end of the day, this person came to you and told you that they were depressed, right? That's the only focus. You just want to receive that. Now, on to the next is how we interpret that information. And this is where it gets important, because if a person or your child comes to you and tell you they're depressed, or they're just not feeling like themselves, all of these different things, it's very important that we interpret that information correctly. Like, you know, oftentimes, you know, I spoke about this, I think in like the first episode, that parents can get of the notion that, you know, your kid, how do I explain this the best route? Okay. I'm really trying to think to make sure I get this messaging across correctly. basically you want to be able to understand wholeheartedly and open mind why a person could feel this way, regardless of whatever you may think or whatever you may see or even whatever you may provide, that emotions and certain things can happen. And a lot of times they happen right in front of our faces and we just don't see it, right? Like a kid could be getting bullied, or a spouse could just not be happy with their work, or just anything could be happening in our faces that we really don't understand that this could be catering to that person's depression, right? So we want to interpret those things that there are real life things that everybody in the world goes through, and that's fine, but this particular thing could be making this person depressed, right? We're all going to experience life differently, and that's just the reality. But let's get back on topic a little bit. Now, first, I want to apologize because this is probably going to be like one of the shorter episodes, but this is just something I just kind of want to get out there like right now. So speaking for myself, one of my friends came to me and said, hey, I'm depressed. You know, I'm going to receive the information. I'm just going to listen. You know, I'm not going to ask why, at least not right now. I'm just going to kind of receive the information and soak it in. My next step would be I'm going to interpret it. Like, okay, I'm going to try to think back, like, what could be catering to this person's depression? Like, I'm really going to try to think deep and hard, and also think with an open mind, because even if this friend who came to me is rich, I'm throwing that out the window, right? I'm not even going to try to use that against them, because at the same time, that could be the very same thing that is catering to that person's depression, right? We just don't know. So it's important that we interpret it with an open mind, as for them as an individual, not with the money they have or don't have, or you know, the clothes they have or the grades they're getting. We don't want to interpret it around that, because you just never really know. Now for the last part, and this is where it gets kind of tricky, because there is a wrong way of doing it, but there are a lot of right ways, and that's how we respond. Now, responding can be very tricky, which is why I think us in the Black community have kind of, you know, just had a little trouble with it, and that's okay. Because a lot of times we try to downplay it a little bit, and I'm guilty of that. If one of my friends come to me and he's a little, or in the past he's came to me and he was a little sad or this and that and the third, you know, I downplay it, like, bro, you good, bro. You know what I mean? You straight. I got you. You know, and that's a very, you know, it, of course it may sound good, but a lot of times there are so many different ways we can go about it to where that to help that person feel a whole lot better. I was having this conversation on another podcast episode, which will probably be released next week, with the guest that I had on there, and pretty much we had came to the, not the conclusion, but a good option if somebody was depressed or if they were going through a crisis, that a lot of times some people just need somebody there. Not everybody needs to ask what's wrong. You know, nobody needs to ask these all the time, because sometimes it can be extremely hard for that person just to open up in that moment when that question hits like that, you know? So being in the presence of someone, like, you don't have to be around them just to ask what's wrong. You just want to go hang out. Like, one of my friends was depressed, or, you know, and then we just kind of went through the motion a little bit. I will give the extra effort. Just be like, hey, bro, you want to get some food, or, you know what I'm saying? Let's go hang out a little bit. Like, it's just a matter of me just being there, just so you're not alone, right? You know, another good option is to just, you know, it's important that we tell our friends and family that we care. You know, I mean, I don't think, you know, me growing up, I heard it in the right situations or in the right instances, but I think it's important that we just share that with them, you know, in all aspects. Like, we can be having great days, and then I should just be able to, you know, hit my friends like, look, bro, you know, you my guy, you know, I care about you, man. So whatever you need, or if you need me, just know I'm here. You know, we need to get into the mindset of having these conversations on good terms or on good days, rather than always looking at it from a bad day standpoint, because those are things that you would expect or hope to hear from a friend, right? in that instance. But I think it's even more important and also more rewarding and more, you know, it just feels better if you hear it from a friend when you're also having a good day. It's like, damn, I'm having a really good day. And my homie's telling me, like, you know what I'm saying, bro, I care. You know, it's just very good to hear when you're having a good day and you hear good things, right? So that pretty much is the three things. And there's another thing that I want to get across that, you know, I get so many emails, you know, on the Men and Mental Gmail account that are very warming. I'm happy that you guys are responding to the podcast the way that you guys are. It's very, you know, it speaks to why I started this podcast, because I wanted to be able to share and open a space for people to get on, or the people to come together and just have conversations in terms of the things that they may go through, the experiences they had, because that's how we're going to, you know, grow this community, by sharing experiences, sharing, you know, knowledge that we may have on the topic and whatnot. Now, before, because this episode is kind of short, so I feel like I can just throw in another episode a little bit. But first, okay, so we talked about if someone was depressed. Now I want to go into the kid situation. If a kid was to come to you, you know, your child or a child, you know, a nephew, cousin, whatever, was to come to you and just say, I'm not feeling like myself. I think it's important as adults and as we teach the next generation, the same way we're learning, it's important that we share the proper knowledge, that even that if we didn't know it growing up and we know it now, we're not gatekeepers. We don't need this. We don't have to keep this information for ourselves. We need to be looking to pass down the information to, you know, the kids of this generation, but also our moms, you know, our aunties, uncles. You know, we need to be passing it down to the adults in our life too, because, you know, at the end of the day, my mom is a grandmother, right? She's gonna watch, you know, my little nieces and nephews and whatnot pretty often. So for her to have the knowledge that she may didn't have when I was growing up, and how to speak to kids or how to receive, interpret, and respond to certain information, that, you know, I can provide her with that, so that, again, my niece can, or my nieces or my nephews can get it from her as well as from me, or from anyone that I may talk to that they may encounter in their lives, you know? So again, it's important that we share this information to everyone around us. Like, there's no limit to who needs this. But again, coming from a kid, if a kid comes to you, and it doesn't even have to be a bad thing, because, you know, kids these days, they can say anything. Like, they can just say whatever comes to their mind. But kids are just never gonna ask, you know, just something so broad or something so crazy. Not all the time. Kids can ask some crazy questions, I get that, but they ask you like a really legitimate question, and you're kind of just like, wow, okay. But it's important that we don't try to downplay their question. Like, we want kids to, you know, you want to be a safe space for kids, you know. So yeah, if a kid comes to you and tell you, I'm not feeling like myself, or, you know, they can ask you something that they just may have heard at school, seen on TV, something political or something, anything, it's important that we, like I said, we receive it with an open mind. Like, we don't downplay, because kids are very vulnerable, you know what I mean. Oh god, I think my camera's about to overheat. But yeah, it's important that we receive it with an open mind. Like, even though they're kids, this kid is obviously very, you know, they're interested in this, so you want to cater to that interest. I mean, if it's not a bad thing, of course. But yeah, so we receive it with an open mind. We're going to interpret it. And first, you want to try to figure out where this information may have came from. Like, you know, how, where did they hear this? Or if your kid comes to you and they're not feeling like themselves, like, you try to identify you try to interpret it and identify the root. But if you can't, then you just kind of have to sit back and be like, okay, let's try to think about this. Like, this is a kid that I know. You kind of think back to some instances of when you came across them, if they're only your nieces or cousins. And you just really just try to think long and hard about that. Now, after you've gone through that motion, again, it's the response. Now, kids are delicate, extremely delicate. So you have to be very careful in the way that you respond. As an adult, you can't, you can't just downplay it. These kids are very fragile. So you have to obviously cater to their emotions. You know, if a kid's not feeling like himself, you really have to try to figure out why. Like if a kid is quiet, you have to really try to figure out, like you have to cater to that kid's emotions. You know, like this kid isn't quiet for no reason. Like I was a shy kid growing up, but there was reasons I was shy. I felt like I was, you know, I didn't really have the social skills, you know, and I was scared to try, you know. So there's reasons why kids are like, no kid is just like shy just because they're shy. Like, no, I mean, when I got around the right people when I was a kid, I was very vocal. I was very talkative. But if it came to like a social setting, it was almost like it's like an anxiety type of thing. But, you know, people would always just talk it up. Oh, he's just shy. But it's like, nah, it's a little bit deeper than that. So it's important that we take into account the way that kids may feel without trying to invalidate it by just throwing out certain words like, oh, he's shy, or he don't really talk, or, you know, just things like that can kind of take a toll on a child. And I've seen it, and I used to be one of those kids. So it's important that we understand the children and why they're coming to a particular person. But, kind of got off topic there a little bit. But, so again, back to the response, it's important that we cater to the kid's feelings, right? If a kid says he's not feeling like himself, you know, you say, hey, you know, I'm here, you know, I'm like, or if you want to go grab something to eat, or, you know, we can talk about it, or just tell me what's going on, or we could try to figure some things out. And it's important that, again, this is that cycle starts again. They're going to tell you if they do are willing to tell you what's going on, or anyone is, that cycle starts again. You have to now again receive, interpret, and respond to more information. And it's always important that you're catering to the person's emotions, you know, because that does a lot for the mental and to how we view a person going forward. Now, if you're going to be a person that can't, you know, receive, interpret, and respond to information the correct way, then that person will no longer come to you. But I think it's very important for all of us to consciously make an effort to, you know, check on friends, family, things like that. Because you just never really know, you know, until somebody comes and tells you, you know. Which by then, there have been a cycle of emotions that a person's went through. Like, nobody ever, like, if you feel like the slightest bit sad, you're probably not going to say anything. You know, you're just going to be like, oh, okay, I might get through it, until it really gets worse and worse, until the point where you really start to feel depressed. And that's kind of when things are like, you just went really downhill. And now that's, you know, that's when most people want to say something. And I was once one of those people. So it's good that we constantly check on people, because you just never really know. If somebody say they're having a bad day, don't just leave it at that. Don't just be like, oh, okay, well, you know, just try to have a better day, or no, today will be, tomorrow will be better. It's like, nah, let's talk about it. Like, why are you really having a bad day? Like, how can I, you know, how can I help this day be better, but also for future days? You know, but again, that goes back to how you receive, interpret, and respond to information. Just because they said they're having a bad day, that doesn't mean you're just going to be like, hey, have a good day tomorrow. It's like, no, let's figure this out right now. But, yeah, I don't want to, yikes, my camera just overheated. But, yikes, that kind of sucks. YouTube fam going to be kind of a little upset. But, yeah, I think that kind of wraps up this episode. I'm a little bummed out. My camera just overheated, so I'm really trying to figure this out. But again, guys, it's always important that we receive, interpret, and respond to information correctly and without coming from a biased or a selfish kind of standpoint, if that makes sense, right? Because a lot of times people come to you, or if they come from a depressed state or a sad state or anything like that, it's always important that we cater to that. Don't cater to anything else. Cater to the emotional state. If a rich person come to you and say they're depressed, don't look at them and be like, oh, you're rich, why? You know, because it's a selfish way of looking at things. You're only looking at, you're looking at this person's money. This person could have built up generational trauma that they have went through. Or this person can, you know, just not be happy with the route that their life has went, regardless if they're rich or not. That's just a fact of the matter. But Yeah, I think that pretty much wraps it up. I hope you guys enjoyed. Again, this episode is going to be kind of short, but I thought it was important that we got on here because I was actually asked this question, like, how do I receive, interpret, and respond to information or to a crisis or, you know, to depression or anything like that. So it really made me have to sit and write down things because I was like, wow, that's such a very good question. Because even though I'm not 100% perfect, you know, I try to cater to a person's emotions the same way that I would want mine catered to. And an important thought again, guys, when you're thinking about, you know, a good first step, and this is for if you are a person who knows how they would want to be responded to and what kind of works. If you're very confused or if you're very unaware or very just lost in how to respond to a person, put yourself in that person's shoes, right? If you're depressed or if you're sad, how would you want people to help you or respond to you? Like, you know, just put yourself in those shoes because, you know, if I was sad and I was depressed, one of the things that works for me is just having somebody in my presence or, you know, just little things. Like, you don't have to call me and ask me what's wrong or are you feeling better. Just if you hit me up and be like, yo, you know, I'm about to ride through your side of town. Like, we should go get some food or maybe we should go smoke some hookah or something, like, you know, just little things, because that will really just kind of make my day. But, yeah, so I encourage everybody to just kind of write down some things. Like, if somebody came to you and they were depressed, how would you respond? I'm kind of curious to hear. I also drop them in my Instagram DMs. Or just any kind of, you know, information. If somebody came to you with it, how would you respond? Or how would you interpret or receive that information? I'm curious to hear everybody's point of view. But, yeah, I hope you guys are having a magnificent Sunday. And an amazing day, and in prepping for an even better week. I am about to hang out for the rest of the day. But yeah, I appreciate everybody for watching. I can't even say bye to the kinfolk on YouTube because the camera overheated it. But I love you guys. I appreciate everybody for still checking in, for still listening. Yeah, we will be back with another episode of Men and Mental next Friday, hopefully. If I can get the audio for the last episode back in time. But yeah, guys, hope you guys enjoyed. Again, don't hesitate to tell me what you think of this episode. I take all constructive criticism either to my Instagram DMs or I think it's just Instagram DMs mostly, or to the email actually. But yeah, hope you guys are enjoying, and catch you guys in the next episode of Men and Mental. Peace out.